Welcome back, personal productivity book lovers. I'm Ray Sidney Smith, host of Productivity Book Group, for another author interview series podcast episode. I'm joined here today with my co-host with the most, Dr. Frank Buck. How are you, Dr. Buck?
I'm great. Good to hear from you, Ray.
Wonderful. In case you're not aware, Productivity Book Group author interview series brings discussion participants, readers, and listeners of the podcast into contact with new and or highly interesting productivity books and their authors, today being one of those highly interesting ones. I'll be interviewing authors as well as Dr. Buck of books that we've read or will be reading here on Productivity Book Group. These podcast interviews are injected between our book summary and discussion format episodes that are published here on Productivity Book Group. We have the pleasure of having on the show with us Jason Womack, author of Your Best Just Got Better and Get Momentum, founder of Get Momentum and the Womack Company. I'm going to turn the mic over to you, Frank, to introduce Jason here onto the show and take it away.
All right. Thanks, Ray. Jason, it is so good to have you here with us this afternoon. I was looking at Amazon.com this morning. Do you know how many reviews you have for Your Best Just Got Better on Amazon?
You know, Frank, I had a mentor years ago tell me not to visit that page because sometimes I might see a review that's not all that. But the last I looked, we were just about 200 reviews.
Well, you are over 200. 94% of them are 5 stars. And the few that aren't are all 4 stars. So I think there's going to be nothing there that's going to spoil your day. Personally, I think just the title alone, Your Best Just Got Better, is the greatest title I have ever seen anywhere. And having read the book, it's an awfully good book. So Jason, you know, you and I have had this conversation, but for our listeners, you know, you first landed on my radar, I guess, about 20 years ago. I was an elementary school principal in Alabama. You were a high school teacher in California. So why don't you start us there? You started off as a high school teacher and you wound up as a best-selling author, speaker. Tell us the story. How did you get from where you were to where you are?
You know, Frank, I really appreciate that. And I think context is so important. And just for a moment, that title, Your Best Just Got Better, I really wanted for the reader, for all of you, I wanted you to hold the promise in your hand. So I didn't want any doubt. When someone picks up this book, the commitment that I've made to you as a reader is you're going to get ideas so that a year from now, 6 months from now, 6 weeks from now, you could be a better version of yourself. Now, let me go back because, Frank, that really ties into where this all began. And it was in the mid-1990s when I was teaching high school that I had this epiphany one afternoon. I was grading papers. My students had left for the day. And I had my aha, which was we were doing a great job. And I think teachers and schools are doing a wonderful job of giving students the content, the information, assessments, the delivery of information. What I thought was missing and what the gap was that I wanted to fill was the context to the content development. Now, I didn't have these words at the time. I'll be very transparent with all of you. I didn't have this all thought out. But if I look back, the journey from high school teacher to consultant for a small coaching firm to the founder of two companies. One is an online and in-person coaching firm, and one is a keynote and workshop firm. The context of every discussion is what gets us to the content of what we need. And let me see if I can just give a real quick example, Frank. Every single person listening to this podcast, there's a book or a PDF that you have bought or downloaded with content about how to be more productive, more organized, how to get your lists in order, how to put things in their place so that you can go find those things again. That was the content. The context which drives that was or is you want to have an open mind, think new thoughts, feel more organized, give more of the effort that you would like to produce or provide. And so if I look at the journey, the straight line, or as Steve Jobs said in one of his talks, the dots that made sense now when I look back at those, they were always about finding a group of people who were pre-motivated and pre-interested in becoming better and serving up information that they could use immediately.
Jason, again, you know, thinking back over those 20 years, so much has changed in our world. Technology has just, you know, we're nowhere near then where we are now. But talk to me a little bit about what has not changed from, you know, from the research you've done, from the trainings you've done. What has not changed over the last 20 years that we need to keep in mind?
The constant tennis match that we have in our minds between what I am doing, what I should be doing, and what I wish I had done at the end of the day. Frank, and I won't say that the 20 years, I think that for all of time, people have woken up in the morning with an intention for the day. They move through the day being distracted or having their attention compromised. And then at the end of the day, we all look back and go, wow, I put effort there, I'm glad I did, or I put effort there and I wish I didn't. And it was interesting because just as you were teeing up that, I was thinking back, you know, 20 years ago, we were using the handheld Palm Pilot. I was using Lotus Notes and databases for my organization. I had an amazing A to Z file cabinet that I referred to probably every single day, paper file cabinet. But what has not changed is the need for us to, and the real word here that I would ask all of you to take away from this section of the interview is the word next. You see, when we're in it, when I'm being productive, as we're having this conversation right now, as you, the listener, are listening to it right now, you're here right now. The question that we need to be prepared for is when you finish listening to this podcast, when I finish putting the stamp on that envelope and putting it in the mailbox, when I walk away from that meeting, what do I do next? And quite honestly, the most productivity will happen when you own the answer to the question, what will I do next?
And I guess that'll also be true 20 years from now, 20 years from then, and as long as we're on planet Earth.
The universe is designed to take our attention from where it is and put it where it could be. And if I look at over the next 20 years, if I look back 20 years, the real change that I've seen is just how good the universe has gotten at directing my attention in between now and the next thing. Case in point, for those of you listening to this in traffic right now, for those of you standing in line at a coffee shop, for those of you sitting at your desk and you've got this in one ear, what you're about to do next is going to be compromised. In traffic, there's going to be a red light in front of you. At the coffee shop, you're going to swipe through your phone as you're waiting to order your coffee. At the desk space, someone's going to tap you on the shoulder and ask you for a minute. So again, one of the things that I'm very bullish on right now, Frank, is I want to help people own the next decision, the next point of attention, the next thing they're going to do. Quite frankly, everything about the workplace today, whether you're in education, healthcare, finance, volunteering, or you're just you're at home helping your kids with homework, what is the next thing you're going to do after this one?
Following up on that idea of the next thing, for the people who are listening and they're busy, I mean, we're busy people, but for that person that says, I'm busy, but I do want to make my best better, where would they start? What's the next for them?
Pen to paper, give yourself the gift of your own attention. And I would encourage you to actually see on a piece of paper in your own handwriting what you being better even means. What does that even mean to you? And quite frankly, I can't give you any tactics. I can't teach you any tools. I can't give you any practices until I have the context. Your context is what drives what book you read, what TED Talk you listen to, what conference you attend. So one of the practices, and I'll share chapter one of Your Best Just Got Better as a PDF with anybody who wants. You just email me. In chapter one of that book, I ask you to go through this process, or for my Canadian listeners, a process where you actually put on paper what you being better even means. And I invite you to pick the roles, pick the goals, pick the objectives. What does you being a better worker or entrepreneur mean? What does you being a better athlete or community volunteer mean? What does you being a better parent or spouse mean? Because once you understand, once you get to see in your own handwriting what that even means to you, now you're going to have this rope that's pulling you toward the information that you're going to need.
Jason, I know in the book, you talk a lot about teams. And in particular, you talk about building your team before you need it. So could you delve into that a little bit? You know, what's a team? How do you go about building one?
Absolutely. You know, I've seen this now three times in my career since becoming a high school teacher in the mid-1990s. Three separate times in my career, I've felt this amazing energy of the economy, the society, the issues going on around where suddenly people need something. Most recently, 2008 to 2009, 2007, 8, 9, how many of my clients, how many of the people I was working for, how many readers of the materials that I had written, they were going through difficulties, changes. One of the clients that I served had a 10% RIF, reduction in force, which basically meant of the 44,000 people in that company in 1 year, a little bit less than 1 year, more than 4,000 were quote unquote let go. Building your team before you need it. This is why it's important. You are going to need something. You're going to need someone's help, mentoring, counsel. You're going to need some advice. You're going to need someone to look at what it is that you're trying to get done. And if you give yourself the runway, if you start to reach out today, and one of the ways that I build my own team is I find people who are doing cool things, doing interesting things. These could be authors of books. They could be people on Twitter that I follow. They could be people who are blogging or podcasting regularly. And Frank, what I'll do is I'll write them a letter, send them an email. I'll send them a gift through Amazon. And what I'm attempting to do is add people to my little network. I call it the real social network, not the social media network, but my social network. And what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to gather people so that when, not if, when we need something from each other, we've already got that baseline, that foundation of a relationship. So for example, when I'm in Alabama, Frank, you've had this happen, I don't even know how many times. But a week or 2 weeks before I get to Birmingham, I send an email to everybody I know in Birmingham. Okay, it's only about 30 people. But I'll say, hey, I'm hosting a coffee chat. Can you meet us at a local coffee house? When we get to London, we'll do a similar thing, maybe an after-work meetup. If I do a triathlon and I'm traveling around the country or the world to do that, I'll reach out to people who I either know live there or I know who are racing or eventing, I call it. But what I'm doing is, and basically building Team U, it's just another fancy way of saying build your network. But the key here is to build your network before you need it so that when you need it, you have people who will answer the phone when you call.
Absolutely. You know, and I have been the recipient of some of those calls and emails, you know, hey, Frank, I'm going to be in Alabama, going to be here, come join us for coffee. And there I come there for you and Jody, but I wind up meeting people I would not have met otherwise who are kind of like-minded and have added people to my network that have done good things for me and vice versa that I would never have met otherwise. So it works.
I call it being the hub. I'm just the hub of this wheel. And if I know Frank, and then if I meet Art, and then if I see Susan, and Art and Susan don't know Frank yet, I can be the broker of that introduction and then walk away. Because you all still live in that town.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Yes. You know, we started the conversation, with you as a high school teacher. And I've heard that you still have a dream of working with high school students. So are you thinking about going back to the classroom maybe?
You know, it's a dream that it sounds like this. I teach a tactic in the book Your Best Just Got Better called At My Best When. And I'll explain the tactic. I'm going to talk about my my goal or my dream in education, and then we can open this up for any other questions that I can answer. At my best when, if I invited you to open your notebook or start a new document there on your computer or your mobile phone, and if on the top of that piece of paper or the top of that note you wrote, I am at my best when. And then there's four layers of this. There's four areas that I would like you to address. There's the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual. And what I'll ask you to do is to give yourself the gift of your own attention. Look in the mirror, smile at that person right there. And on that piece of paper, what are the physical things that you could do today that would increase the likelihood that you're a better you? Physically, would that have to do with rest or nutrition or movement? Physically, would that have to do with you being in one place or going to another place? On the emotional level, I'll often talk about the connections or the relationships. Are there people that you know you want to spend more time with? Are there topics that you want to speak with those people about that are a little bit deeper than just the transactions or tasks of life? I'm at my best when I get to have a conversation with my wife at least once a day that isn't mired in the administrativa or the minutiae of life. How about on the mental level? I'm at my best when. What are the things that you can do with your mind that when you do those things, you are more likely to be a better version of yourself? I'm a figure-outer. I love to figure things out. I love to solve problems. I love to help people solve problems. And then on the spiritual level, or the source, or the foundation, or maybe if you're reading that book called Start With Why, the purpose. What is it that you need to tap into, whether that's every day or once a week, or I'd say at least once every 2 weeks? But what are the things that you need to remind yourself about why you're doing what you're doing, how important it is that you step into that every day? So the tactic of at my best when applied across those four columns. So here's my dream of education, Frank. I have a dream that teachers in schools around the country and the world, at some point in the day, they ask their students, when are you at your best? And how can this school help you step into that?
Wow. That's deep. That is profound. You know, it reminds me of the old quote that you've got to think about the big things while you do the small things so that all the small things go in the right direction.
Every school, every administrator, every teacher, every parent, we're assessing their students on the content they're learning. Maybe we're doing some kind of personality assessment, whether that's a psychological profile. All of those we're going to keep on doing. What would happen if a student could sit down in a classroom and raise her hand and say, I am at my best when? She has her checklist of 5 to 7 to 12 items. And what if the student body, her team, and the student faculty and staff, what if they were cognizant of that? What might happen? It's a cool question to think about.
If I know when I'm at my best and I can articulate it to you, then you can help me be at my best. You can help structure the environment so that I am at my best. And I can do the same thing for you.
Now we're working together.
Yes, absolutely. Jason, I know you've been asked a lot of questions about the book since its publication, but if there was a best question you've ever asked about Your Best Just Got Better, what would it be?
I think the best question that I've ever heard, and we almost started with it a little bit earlier, but I'll play around and go a little bit deeper here. The best question that I've ever heard is, where do you start? And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a tactic on this. I'm going to make it real easy, and I'm going to give everybody a 5-day experiment. So for the next 5 nights, if you wanted to get started making your best better, at the end of the day, right before your arm is going to reach out and turn off that nightlight next to your bed, I'm going to ask you to write down your answers to these two questions. The first question, what did I complete today? The second question, who helped me today? Now, the reason that I ask you to answer these two questions just for the next 5 days is it's going to give you subjective, objective information. Objective, because it's going to be written down in your handwriting on a 3x5 note card on your nightstand. Subjective, because it will be completely dependent on what you did for the past 2 to 5 to 15 hours that day. At the end of those 5 days, you're going to have an amazing assortment of data. You're going to have over 5 days the big things that you completed. Because here's the deal. When I do this process myself, I don't write down the little things. I walk to the mailbox and I got mail. I don't write that down. I write down, I submitted a proposal for a leadership conference at the United States Air Force. Jody and I took a 3-hour hike and we dreamed about our life and our business. I write down the big things. And then the second question of who helped me today, it lets me get out of my own mind. It lets me look out into the world and wonder, how good is this place where sometime today somebody helped me? And full disclosure, I do need to say out loud, many times I write down the answer to the question, who helped me? The people don't know that they helped me. Sometimes they don't even know me. Meaning, maybe it was an article I read. Maybe it was a TED Talk I watched. Maybe it was someone I met that I'll probably never talk to again. But I reflect on that at the end of the day. And I'll tell you, Frank, I've started sleeping better ever since I realized I can put a button up on my day, and the world's a pretty cool place that helps me out every now and then.
Jason, this has been wonderful. It has been enlightening. You've given everybody that's listening to this interview some next steps, definitely. But I understand that you have one of the most innovative offers we've ever offered on Productivity Book Group.
When you and I started talking about this podcast, I had this dream. I had this epiphany. I said, wait a minute. These are productivity enthusiasts. They've read it. They've seen it. What I don't want to do is overwhelm everyone with more information. Go to my website and download a PDF. So here's the offer. My email address is jason@womackcompany.com. For those of you who want to play, if you'll send me an email, I want you to describe why you want to make your best better and what that would look like if you could start working and achieving it. Those of you who email me, I'm going to pick a couple of you and I'm going to help you out. Some of you I'll get into an email interchange. Maybe I'll even send you a copy of the book and I'll guide you through reading it. Not everybody, but those of you who will take the time, the focus, and the intention to share in your own writing why you want to make your best better and what that's going to look like, I'd love to help you out.
Amazing. I hope everybody will take you up on that. So that's jason@womackcompany.com.
Correct.
Fantastic. Yes, fantastic. Jason, my friend, this has been a real pleasure. Look forward to seeing you next time that you're in Alabama.
And everyone, thank you for listening to this. Please, if you want to have a coffee with us sometime, just visit the website coffeewithwomack.com. That's where we always announce our next coffee chat. Otherwise, I look forward to seeing you via email or on social media, or if we get to shake hands, I will big smile coming your way, everybody.
That was Jason Womack, author of Your Best Just Got Better, Work Smarter, Think Bigger, Make More. And as well, he's also the author, co-author of Get Momentum, How to Start When You're Stuck, and hopefully many more books. Just a couple of quick announcements. Our Productivity Book Group discussion, the live discussion dates and times, those full details are available at productivitybookgroup.org, and if you just click on upcoming books. Finally, all podcast episodes are archived at productivitybookgroup.org under episodes, so if you missed a call and want to listen to it, feel free to head over there. If you're listening via iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or elsewhere, please do us a favor and leave a rating or review. This helps grow our personal productivity book loving community. So thank you. Thanks for listening to this episode of Productivity Book Group. I'm Ray Sidney Smith. Thank you, Dr. Frank Buck, for hosting Productivity Book Group today. Here's to your productive life. Take care.